drop that arm down. Not the arm. Pivot it back.
That's a member of a team of high school students who built a robot that is throwing frisbees. It's one of many such robots built for the first Robotics Pittsburgh Regional Competition. FIRST, or For Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, is an organization aimed at getting kids interested in the STEM fields. Regional Director for the Pittsburgh area, Patricia Dupre, says some 1,000 students are participating in this week's event.
It's a high school age level competition, and the students who are here have formed teams and built robots in 6 weeks.
The robots had to be built to certain specifications. They will compete with one another, throwing frisbees into goals at different heights, then climbing a pyramid. Emily Bogert is on a co-ed team from Cory, Pennsylvania, and is eager to show off her team's robot.
Oh, it's great. Its name is Jarvis.
Bogert is working on the robot, filing down a rivet to better mount a camera.
We're trying to mount this camera so then when we're on our driver's seat and driving, we can get a better look at what we're shooting at so we can get higher accuracy.
Bogert is clearly excited about the robot. She has her team of about 15 students logged some 2,000 hours working on it. She's not only enthusiastic about Jarvis, but also about the competition itself.
No matter what, win or lose, students always learn from this. We have kids who have never used a drill before. They help build a robot.
The ultimate goal of those competing is to make it to the World Championship in St. Louis in April. Six teams from this competition will get there. So it is a competition, but not a typical dog-eat-dog one.
Anybody who has a flat washer 1/4 inch, please bring it to team 3504.
Like, I could be against them, and my robot could break, and they will completely, honestly help me fix my robot so we can have a fair match. And it's called gracious professionalism. It's where you're kind to everybody, even though you're still competing.
Edward Patterson is a volunteer at the event. He says the process of designing and building a robot and the competition is all very valuable.
FIRST Robotics is important because it gives kids a lot of life skills, not just engineering and math, which is very important as well for the tomorrow's job market, but also teaches them skills, social skills, organizational skills, writing skills, all sorts of skills that they can use for their future lives, not only in the job market, but social skills and learning skills that they can take and make themselves a better person.
45 teams of high school students from Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia are competing. Thursday was a practice day with students putting finishing touches on the robots, testing them in the pit, and gearing up for the actual matches.
Think of like a large party, like a Mardi Gras surrounding a sporting event. Most events, what they do is when they start the match, they turn the music down. Here, they turn it up. It is the craziest, most fun thing you'll ever see in your life.
The robots start the competition in an auto mode for about 15 seconds. Then students take over the controls. They manually mount frisbees through slots and control the robots via remote and computers, making them shoot the frisbees into goals before ultimately climbing a pyramid. The competitions will take place Friday and Saturday. The matches are free and open to the public. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.